Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, America, and good afternoon, world. Good afternoon, America, excuse me, and good afternoon, world. Hope everybody is well and blessed. Wherever you're at in this big blue marble, hang on, hold on, change is coming. Change is coming your way. And in this amazing thing at a fairly rapid pace. I'm starting to see some other informationals and broadcasts and different things like that describing what we and what I talk about on this broadcast, sharing information and awareness with the listening community so that we can disseminate this information in throughout the communities, nationally and around the world. We can change, we're going to change the way that, you know, things are being done, things will be done going forward. We're going to, and we're already in the hearts of, the game changers. They listen, they're tapped in, tuned in. And I'm sure they've had a reflection on themselves of their human character and humanity and how they're going to bring forth this change. And if we allow it to go in the right direction, it will be a good thing. It will be something we all are looking forward to or look forward to, because we'll know what's transpiring and how it's transpiring, and also who's at the helm. Like I said, if we put God in the middle or in the center of all of this change, or some people say at the head of all of this change, the apex of the change, if you will, then the change will be good, and the change will be just and fair. This is my main concern. I don't care from what walk of life you come from. I believe in the preservation of life and humanity, and because it's the will of God. That's all it is to it. I happen to listen to, and the name of this broadcast is The Trump Card Part 3 Conclusion. It's taken me three attempts to get this message across. We must be touching on something real sensitive here, because the other two broadcasts have been, were actually cut short and without warning. You know, normally I get a heads up or a warning of how many, because you hear me say it in the broadcast, I got so many minutes or so forth, left in the broadcast, and I do an early sign off because I normally have a block of a certain block of time, but they give me warning that, it's going to be, the show's about to end its airing. But I haven't been receiving that in these past three broadcasts. So we must be touching on a very sensitive subject, and that's okay, because the intentions and the intent is good, and for the preservation and the awareness of and for humanity. I'm going to jump right to the meat of the broadcast simply because of that possibility of things being, cut short, but this message has to get out, because the most people that you encounter, that I have encountered, I've encountered a wide range of very intellectual and very aware people that follow a lot of things and changes that are taking place in the world and in this country. And I haven't really found hardly any that are aware of these executive orders and this effort that's being taken place, by the United States federal government. And I understand what what their mindset is, because change is inevitable. Wealth is controlling all of this change. And like I said before, and you've heard me say many times, wealth is not loyal to a person or people. wealth or a country or a nation or whatever, wealth is loyal to wealth, and that's simply it. It's, you know, it has that that MO, if you will. You know, they, you know, that's just how wealth operates. You know, they go and gravitate to, you know, where they can, where it can make more wealth. You know, it's just like anything, you know, anything else thrives on that. You know, so and it will really not stop at any it for any reason per se to obtain that wealth. You know, if it thinks that, you know, a people, a group of people, you know, is going to stand up and retaliate against the objective here, the global objective, you're sadly mistaken. And, you know, you will perish in great numbers because of your, you know, the unknowing of what's really going on. Like I said, you know, and Mr. Trump, when he's having these rallies and inciting all of this, you know, anger and violence and uprising and things of that nature, like I described before, you know, the older black gentleman, you know, punching the young, I mean, the older white gentleman punching the young black kid with the dreadlock hair, and they're showing it so many times, that aggravates or agitates the people. You know, it makes you angry. It made me angry. Then we had the, you know, buff black guy, you know, sitting on the edge of the, you know, ironically sitting on the edge seat, you know, of the aisle, and a, you know, young white gentleman comes up the aisle with an American flag shirt on, and carrying a Trump poster with I think the Confederate flag or something across the face or whatever, but this buff black guy jumps up and punches this young white gentleman. In an American shirt, you know, American flag shirt. Now, and I don't find that, you know, by happenstance, you know, or anything like that. I think that was all, you know, put together and showed, you know, visualized and aired, you know, many, many times across the media to incite an agitation or an anger, you know, within a people, and, you know, to incite or to create an uprising or retaliation. You know, make America great again. You know, that right there is a signal and a sign that would agitate and, you know, make people excited, you know, about, you know, reclaiming America, you know, taking America back. You know, well, America has changed. The dynamics of America have changed, you know, over the years. And ironically, the people that are sitting there talking about, you know, making America great again is the one that really brought us to where it's at today. You know, in, you know, like in the form of cheap labor. You know, I used to tell folks a long time ago, you know, this all this cheap labor, yeah, but we're going to bring the Mexicans in and Hispanics in, and they're going to work for, you know, peanuts, a little bit of nothing. They work all day, work hard. So forth. This is all true. You know, I said, but it has a consequence. You know, just look at the long-term aspect of it. Well, you know, they didn't worry about that then. All they was worrying about was greed, was worrying about making more money on the jobs and different things like that. You know, and now we have the price to pay. Now they want to build a fence, you know, build a wall, you know, all this other kind of nonsense. But that's not the way, you know, with all these other, you know, cultures of people, you know, in the United States, you know, it's you know, mantled its pride on being a melting pot of culture and things of that nature. So now we have a multicultural society, and we have to know how to deal and comply, you know, work together and cohabitate, you know, within that society. You can't jump up there and just talk about the Muslims and all this other kind of stuff, or, you know, say, you know, fault the president because he doesn't, you know, say Islamic terrorist or radical Islam or whatever the case, you know, they're talking about. You know, terrorism is terrorism. Why get up in the wordplay? That don't make any sense, you know, not unless you just want to condemn a man for, you know, saying, you know, things the way he wants to say it in a free, a nation of freedom, that has freedom of speech. I mean, where is the confusion and complexity there, unnecessarily speaking? So anyhow, that's crazy. But let me see here. Let me go on to the meat of stuff right here. And I want the listeners here to do this as well. go to these sites and look at these documentation. Look at this documentation for yourself. If you Google this. There's a number of articles, you know, that you can read about these subjects and this subject matter, but I wanted to get out there because, like I said, we can, you know, change the way that we think. We can change our hearts and change how we're going about doing things civilly, because this change is inevitable. It's going to happen. It's going to occur. You know, there's nothing that's going to stop it. Because, for one, it's written. You know, it's prophecy, and prophecy being fulfilled. And if prophecy, you know, biblical prophecy is not fulfilled, then the Bible is a lie. And most people are not going to, you know, agree with that. So what's the other side of the lie of truth and prophecy? And, you know, so it has to be fulfilled. And wealth through people are going to fulfill this prophecy. I mean, they wrote it. They created it, a couple of thousand, 16 years ago. So they're going to see it through. And not any, particular shade of color is going to stop, this evolution. But looking at the first article that I pulled up here, and it's very simple and straightforward. James Buchall, this was, I think, June 16th of 2014, and the title is the government stockpiling hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition for domestic use? Well, and it was written, I guess the article was written by Dana Timms and stuff, and there's a Truth from Media and all that other stuff on there. But read this article. Just go Google it. Read the article. I'm not going to read it. I started reading it yesterday. I went through it, and lo and behold, you know, the broadcast was cut short. It's clear as a bell here, folks, what's going on. I mean, they give the amounts of ammunition and armored personnel and armored vehicles and things of that nature that are being collected by the government. And this is not the military, folks. The military is another layer that will support the government in their activities here. And this is very interesting, a very interesting read. Please go and check it out. But it's PolitiFacts.com, Oregon Statements, 2014, June 27, James Buchall, government stockpiling hundreds, millions, rounds, AM, / and then you just go ahead, hit enter, and it'll pull it up. If you Google, is the government stockpiling hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition for domestic use, it'll probably come up, so you can maybe go about it that way. Then the next article is in Newsweek, and it is by Pamela Levy on 6/23 of 2014. When can the federal government kill its citizens? And you see a drone plane, drone aircraft here flying over. And it's interesting that they would, most of the articles that you find in this way have a drone airplane or aircraft on the visual page, indicating that, you know, they're not looking to kill, one individual or, you know, anything like that. But this is a technology used to destroy several or a group of people that will be retaliating and rising up against the government. They create an environment of anger, you know, against the people like that would be assembled at a Trump rally, you know, Make America Great Again, and have the, you know, the opposite end of and the anger scope by the rest of the people in society that look at them unfavorably or angrily, you know, as they, go about things in kind of a racial way, if you will. If you notice, Trump very slyly had the people in his audience take the Trump oath or the Trump pledge. And if you look at that, in its essence, and what I think that he attempted to show or convey is something similar to Adolf Hitler in that particular moment. And of course, we know the results there. And it would not be anything, you know, outside of the American government to carry out that same type of warfare technology or attack, you know, on a people that would be rising up to stop, to try to, you know, stop the government from carrying out the will of wealth, the will of the wealthy, of the ultra elite. The movie I was trying to think about the other day was called the Hunger Games, and you might want to check that out because she's very clever. She's very in tune. The lady that wrote the Hunger Games, and they had, you know, people grouped up in different, you know, sections and sectors of society fighting against one another. And there was a group that they officiated and liked, and then there was groups that they hated, and the government was kind of overseeing and, you know, sitting back laughing and having a good time while, you know, the rest of society, you know, more or less obliterated itself, you know. So art imitates life, imitates art, you know, in that particular regard. So we have to be conscious of that so that we can certainly take things in another direction. But anyhow, this article, like I said, came out on June 23rd or 14th. When can the federal government kill its citizens? You can Google that. It came out in Newsweek. Read this article because if you read it and understand it, how it's written, I believe that every American has – okay, this is a little caption that just caught my eye right here in this article. I believe that every American has the right to know when their government believes it is allowed to kill them. Wyden said, and this is a conversation between Rand Paul and a Democrat from Oregon, Wyden from Oregon, and this is what it came out. And ironically, it has a picture here to the immediate right of Donald Trump saying "Make America Great Again," you know, with his hat on. And it also says Roger Stone quits Donald Trump's campaign. I got to do a little research and find out what that's all about and stuff. But it sounds like his buggy is falling apart. The wheels are falling off his buggy. And it's amazing that they would have this article here and a picture of Donald Trump wearing that hat, you know, immediately to the right. You know, there's a whole lot of messages here, folks, and you have to know how to, you know, to perceive them and understand them because, you know, the power and the wealth, you know, tells you exactly what they're going to do, you know, but you have to connect the dots, if you will. So anyhow, that please read that article. It's in Newsweek, and like I said, you can Google that. I want to go also quickly to the Oregon standoff where all occupiers surrender. The Clive and Bundy is arrested, and that's pretty amazing because let's see here. And so anyhow, this is dated Thursday, February the 11th of 2016. Please Google this. This came out in CNN. Oregon standoff, all occupiers surrendered, and Clive and Bundy arrested. Folks, they stacked the deck on these folks. They thought that they won that standoff out there when they had to, you know, talking about the cattle ranchers, you know, Clive and Bundy and, you know, his son and all these other, you know, folks, these militia groups. And basically it translates to domestic terrorists. It's not going to comply with the orders and the will of the government. And they thought that they were entitled, I guess, because maybe, I don't know, the color of their skin or whatever the case may be. But this shows you how entitled wealth looks at the entitled. It doesn't care. You know, this guy is up on so many different charges that is unbelievable. He was charged with six counts related to the 2014 standoff with the federal government, according to the criminal complaint filed by the U.S. District Court in Nevada. Okay, he was charged with a conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States. Okay, right then and there, you know, you're cited as a domestic terrorist, and the next cause of action is, you know, an attack of some sort. As you've seen, that the gentleman that got killed, Trevor Finnegan or whatever his name is, that was killed on, you know, national TV. That's what the world can see. And that was a message, you know, being sent from the government, you know, from the United States government around the world, not only in this country, but around the world, that, you know, they're not going to tolerate. They don't care about, you know, who you are, from what, you know, walk of life you come from, whatever the case may be. If you rise up against the government, you're going to get wiped out, you know, and that's why they show drones on that particular caption, not for one people, but for groups of people. Assault on a federal law officer by use of a deadly and dangerous weapon, interference with let's see, hold on a second, assault on a federal law officer and dangerous weapon, interference with commerce by extortion and obstruction of justice. He was also charged with two counts and use of carrying a firearm and related to a crime of violence, and the complaint says. So you see, there's a number of things that they got this guy for. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment, folks. But like I said, and what I'm explaining here is, there is no entitlement, when you're talking about coming up against wealth and coming up against the United States federal government and acting in a terroristic manner, you got to look at, on the drop back, you got to look at what would incite all of these different things, an individual, like I said, that would incite this type of mindset and retaliation. Now, a lot of people say, well, the military, there's a lot of people in the military that wouldn't, carry out these acts and stuff like that because of their patriotism. Folks, it has definitely been, they have definitely looked into that and taken account into the numbers. It is less than 5% that would not comply with orders, because what they would simply do at that particular point in time, just as these gentlemen did here, Sheriff David Ward out there in Oregon, what they're doing is carrying out their duties. They're carrying out their, their job and carrying out their orders to bring society back into order. So they will follow orders and will comply with the orders from the higher ups. Don't fool yourselves by any way, form, or fashion that this would not occur. They will carry out, the attacks and, the offensive, because that's how it would be looked at as an offensive. On the defensive of a terroristic threat or attack by an individual or groups of people. Remember, this is why the IRS, collected all this data and all this information on all the military and hate groups in the United States. They know them all. They have them all on record. They looked into their finances. They looked into their paper trails and things of that nature. And, if you remember, a year or something will go back, they got disclosed, looking into these files and briefs and things of that nature. And why did they do that? Why did the federal government do that? Because if they're going to be on the defensive against, an attacker or a terrorist or something like that, or whatever the case, however you want to frame that up, they want to know the money trail first. They want to know where your money is at, where it's going, the lines to it and all that kind of stuff, because you can best believe they're going to go in and cut that first, because, you don't have any capital or money, to do anything with. So anyhow, that's that. Go and look at that. This came out in the Guardian. Okay, this is an article that came out in the Guardian, dated March the 24th of 2016. New photos of Oregon wildlife refuge reveal damage done by the Bundy standoff. This is how these people left this facility, and it's sad and just it's ridiculous, And they're saying that the cost is going to exceed $6 million in getting the refuge, back right again and clean it up and get it back to, its functional state. It's sad, this is a little caption that comes out. It just pops up in my mind. It brings out some emotions and some anger, Holmes said, referring to the reactions from the federal employees who have returned to the refuge. They are thrilled to be back. And these people who generally don't become biologists to be in the public sphere, they love creatures and places and are passionate about doing their job. So, when they're getting anger, they're getting angry and things of that nature. And you can just look at some of these pictures. It's just amazingly ridiculous. It's just, man, oh my. But anyhow, go in there and look at it for yourself. It came out in The Guardian, new photos of Oregon Wildlife Refuge reveal damage, review damage done by the Bundy standoff. You can simply Google that, and it'll be there. TheGuardian.com, U.S., 2016, March 24th. Oregon Wildlife Refuge damage photos, militia standoff. It's right there. And, you know, when they say militia like that, and you're talking about something here in America, that's another word for terrorists. Domestic terrorists. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, cut it, you know, put butter on it, whatever the case may be, it is what it is. And they will deal with it, you know, as you see here accordingly. Like I said, and also, let me see here. There's a little video here. Oh, yeah. When you go to the Oregon standoff, all occupiers surrender, Clive and Bundy arrested, because he thought he won the cattle battle, you know, with the cows and stuff like that. You can see a picture of him here. And boy, oh, boy, he didn't win by a far shot. You know, now he's a federal offender. Life will be tough for him and his sons and his followers, you know, from here on out. And, you know, it's amazing because it says, you know, in these small captions, these sub-captions below Sheriff David Ward here of Herndon County, Oregon, and I applaud these guys for doing their job. You know, I really do because I'm patriotic, I'm very American, and we have a way of doing things in this country, and it's called voting and democracy. That's the right way to create to create change, not by coup and you know, militia and terrorism and things of that nature. That's nonsense. This is the same. That's the same as the folks that carried out those attacks out there in California. What was it, San Bernardino, California, when they gunned down all them folks? And so this is the same mindset and mentality right here conveyed by Americans. They call themselves patriotic, you know, Americans. Okay, there's nothing patriotic by being a militia. There's nothing patriotic by, you know, taking things by force and trying to overthrow governments, you know, the government and different things. That's not patriotism, you know. That's and not in a democracy, not in a democracy, you know. It might be somewhere in a dictator rule type of you know, government or something like that. But that's not how we live here in America, you know. So I'm one of those that, you know, got angry behind this, and you know, justice has and will be served. You know, and amen for that. But anyhow, video shows the shooting of Lavoy Finicum. Folks, watch that right there. You know, if you haven't seen it, watch it, because there's no mercy. You know, this gentleman, you know, this law enforcement officer gunned him down, you know, said he was going for a gun. Maybe it was, I don't know, you know, whatever. But they surely, you know, put him down, you know, without hesitation. And they were prepared to take out more. They had snipers and sharpshooters in position to take out all the rest of the leaders. There's eight arrested in armed Oregon occupation. And they were scared to come out. Them folks, after they seen how Mr. Finnegan was dealt with, they were afraid and fearful for their life. Okay, so it says I got 90 seconds of time. So God bless everyone. Take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do simply because, you know, God is love. So I'm going to sign off with that. But and I'm going to end the broadcast, you know, whenever this ends, because I really said everything I had to say. But they were scared to come out of the federal land there because, like I said, they had sharpshooters and marksmen there, you know, to take them out, you know, when they did come out. They cowardly, you know, stayed where they were at. And wait until they got a clear okay and under certain circumstances, conditions, you know, when they did come out. One guy, he kind of put up a little, you know, fry. He said that I'm going to, you know, stand until the end or whatever. And he said, you know, I'm telling him I'm walking out right now. And other people said, hallelujah, you keep walking, you know, because they weren't playing with this guy. You know, they were, you know. And they all, you know, luckily they all lived except for Mr. Finnegan. But a message was sent, you know, throughout the nation and around the world. So, folks, you know, get real, you know, come real, get your mind right. And so you don't follow all of this rhetoric and nonsense like what Mr. Trump is pulling out. And as far as the protests are concerned, don't protest. Don't go there and protest. Why? Because everything is being handled from a higher authority. You don't have to worry about it. Don't get involved with the skirmish down on the down in the weeds and stuff. Okay? So anyhow, that's my broadcast for today. Take care of one another. Love one another. And until the next broadcast, so long for now.